Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit of a market measure. Even the S&Ps cut their gains by 50%. They're only up around 23. NASDAQ up 63. The Russell actually down by 2. And the Dow up 197. Volatility down by 25 cents. Bonds can't get out of their own way. 114.03, that just made a new low.
I just bought them. I bought 114.03. I'm not doing good in bonds.
They are toying with you?
They are toying with me today. It's not going to be good. It is not going to be good for the good kids today in the bonds and the notes.
If it continues like this, it won't be.
I cannot believe.
It'll be a work from home day tomorrow if his bonds keep this crap up.
I mean, I'm averaging down, which I don't like to do, but are they going to actually trade in the 113 handle?
Statistically speaking, it's there right there.
Statistically speaking, it's two ticks away. How is the... Oh, the Spoos just sold off like 20 handles.
I just said that. The Spoos gave up half of their rally back.
Yeah. Like how is it possible? How is it possible that this market's going to rally with these bonds at almost trading in the 113 handle?
Well, so far it's not. I mean, S&Ps are up 18. They were up 40 just a second ago. 40 and change.
I know. I'm looking at some of my quotes here. Apple down's been down all
gold
day.
Gold down $28 too, finally.
Every single stock on my board is almost down. I haven't made any adjustments. I haven't done anything.
Apple leading us lower. That's what it is, Sosnoff. Apple's actually rallied down to $1.70. It was down $2.50 a moment ago.
Apple?
Yes. Coming for the pigs. UNH, which has earnings tomorrow morning, up $5. Make you holler.
Goldman Sachs giving it up.
Goldman Sachs, which was up around 20-something, is up 15.
I just bought bonds in the 113 handle.
Answer to your question, yes. 113.31.
I did not think that was ever going to be possible.
Now, this is not adding to losers, right? This is adding to potential winners, correct?
This is not adding to losers, Tony. This is adding to potential winners. No, I'm not at my position limit yet, but I'm going to be there very soon.
Things keep up, you're going to get there sooner than later.
I'm about two ticks away. Well, here's the good news. We just made back all the money we lost in JP Morgan.
Goldman Sachs?
JP Morgan.
Oh.
From Friday. Remember JP Morgan was down late?
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
185 was a good number for us. So JP Morgan turned into a 2-day hold, but it's a winner. But
beautiful. $10 worth of risk, make a buck.
Yeah.
Figuratively speaking.
NVIDIA up $15. That stock has not come in.
Not paying attention. Baba unchanged. Boeing down 30 cents, 169 and change. I don't know who got you into this. DUOL down $5.
That's your son.
My son?
Yeah. Oh, don't you remember your son?
I had to pick that one.
Yeah. That would be another Batista taking me down. Like, that's all Batistas really do is take me down.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we got here. All right.
You may have just bought the low in bond size. You're so good.
Ever. Actually, you could buy more right here, right now. They're 113.30.
It's the same price or better, yeah.
I've got one or two more tranches to buy, and I'll be completely position limit. I didn't want to get a position limit today. That was not where I was hoping to go. Notes are down a full point. You rarely ever see notes.
Rarely ever, if never.
Yeah. I hate it when Pete's right. Reddit down a buck. Don't like that. DJT down $5. Don't care about that. Yeah, I got nothing else. Anyway, it is... 9:14 in the morning. We're in Chicago, West Loop.
We are.
We have always been.
Mm-hmm.
We are true to our roots.
Yeah, still are.
Unlike some other firms that move out of this city, but we are true to our roots. One of the best cities in America. If you have a chance to get to Chicago this year, come on by. Check out the studios. Tasty is... This was our... Hold on. We just... Oh, May 13th is our 13th anniversary.
Soon.
Yeah, May 13th. What did I say? Mother's Day is the 12th, right?
That's told me.
Oh. Yeah. Tell your wife she can come in for Mother's Day.
She can come in for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
It's on Sunday, isn't it?
I know she can come in Monday if she wants to see.
Okay.
If she wants to watch the show.
Maybe she wants to do the Sunday show.
Oh, fine. Done. She can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. She wants to do the Sunday show. She's more than welcome.
You should have the wives do it someday.
I don't think so. But if your wife wants to do it, I'll let her do it. Just tell her she's coming on between Pete and Ilya.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right.
That's a sandwich she'll never forget.
No doubt. She's had a few she'd like to forget, too. So, it'll be one.
Capital efficiency in strangles.
Capital efficiency. Hope you bought the dip, says.
What?
Hope you bought the dip.
Hope I bought what dip?
The dip we just had.
Oh, Spoo's down 7. Spoo's only up 17?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, the problem child for me today is going to be NVIDIA, up $19.
Yeah.
That's going to carry this market. Capital efficiency in strangles. Let's take a look. Do you think there's a certain Delta strangle that is the most capital efficient?
I wouldn't think so. Because the closer you get...
I'm surprised you say that.
Why?
You don't think that there's certain Deltas that are more capital efficient than other Deltas? And more... that provide better returns? You could... Hold it. If you were
you
to optimize...
You can use more capital and get more premium if you want...
If you were to optimize, best bang for your buck.
Well, sure, there's going to be an optimal, but and that's just because of the volatility of the product and staying at or around an expected move.
Best bang for your buck, what Delta?
Well, it's going to be somewhere probably around the 20-ish Delta to 30-ish Delta.
We usually prefer selling out-of-the-money strangles over straddles for a variety of reasons.
But you only go up by a couple of $100 the closer you get. Now, you may take a lot more risk... for that, so that's why I say optimal is a hard word.
Don't make me bring in Dr. Jim to explain this to you. We usually prefer selling out-of-the-money strangles over
straddles. Don't make me quit again.
For a variety of reasons that include better risk-reward, less portfolio volatility, more flexible management. Of course, if you're taking less risk, you're going to be more flexible because it's not going to be trouble as much. Less portfolio volatility, less swings, better risk-reward. Well, we got to learn that. So today we're going to explore another reason, which is capital efficiency. One of the things that we like to do at Tasty is to optimize. All we can really do with our research is optimize the mechanics. So in other words, do something at 45 days, adjust it at 21 days. That's optimizing the mechanics. How about picking the right delta for a strangle? That's optimizing mechanics. That doesn't mean if you do 50 deltas or 35 deltas or 25 deltas or 10 deltas, it's you're being theoretically disadvantaged. Doesn't mean that at all. It just means if you pick the perfect delta, you're optimizing your mechanics. Let's go to the next slide. So capital efficiency is measured by how much you can make per dollar you invest. For example, return on capital. So what does return on capital look like for different delta strangles? So we look at return on capital, the theoretical, and then we say that equals the credit divided by the buying power reduction. Let's go to the next slide. Simple return on capital formula. So then we looked at 14 years worth of data. This is all during a bull market, okay? We are what we are. 45 days to expiration, we sold the 10, 16, 20, 30, 40, and 50 delta strangles. You see them all up there?
I do.
You want to change your...
From my 20-ish delta?
Yes. You know, if you change, that you're probably have a better chance of being successful.
Yeah, but I'm dealing with somebody who's not real successful. So I'm going to stick with my 20.
Managed 21 days and held to expiration. We recorded the average return on capital and the average P&L over the credit received. Okay? Next slide, John. So when simply looking at theoretical P&L, This is, I'm sorry, theoretical return on capital. It seems more capital efficient to sell the highest delta strangle possible.
Which was my point when you asked the question.
If we're looking simply
at the way you asked the question, that was the way you asked the question. And that's why I answered the way I did.
So when simply looking at theoretical return on capital, it seems more capital efficient to sell the highest delta strangle possible. But, John, this can be misleading because even though straddles are more efficient credit-wise, that means they take in more credits, it doesn't mean your profits are efficient. So by looking at the actual return on capital rather than the theoretical, we can see that our historical performance relative to our capital usage, okay? So we divide P&L by BPR, we get an actual return on capital. Can you go back two slides, John? Slide number one. When we're looking at theoretical P&L, we're looking at the credit divided by the BPR, okay? That's the credit, that's how much money we take in. However, go jump back up three slides. When we jump back up, the actual return on capital is P&L divided by buying power reduction, which this is what everybody wants to see. Mm-hmm. So we look at the actual return on capital, we can see that historical performance relative to our capital usage, right? Because that's what actual is. This is cool because this is like implied versus realized volatility. Let's go to the next slide. So now we see this, that bottom line there, John, can you make that slide just a tiny bit smaller? That bottom line is delta. Hopefully everybody can see the delta on their screen. So now it's more clear that selling straddles is not nearly as efficient as it may seem. In the last 14 years, drum roll please, the bat was right. The 20 delta strangle has been the most efficient. You see it on here at 20 deltas, you can see. Anywhere between the 16 and the 20 delta.
April 15th will live in infamy now because I was right. No longer are they do it taxes.
Well, knowing you, you probably read this in advance or something.
Yes, yeah. Anton gave me the answer or whatever.
Oh, your Anton gave you the answer? Or your wife gave you the answer?
My wife gave me the answer. She's going to explain it to you on Sunday.
She texted you. Yeah, I sent this to her in advance so she could proofread it. So in the last 14 years, the 20 delta has been the most efficient. So there you go. Now, listen, what is Tasty about? I'll repeat what I said earlier. Tasty is all about optimizing mechanics. So we're not about optimizing theoreticals. We're not teaching you something that nobody else in the world could figure out. Or, you know, everybody has an opportunity to figure out theoretical return on capital. But we like to optimize actual return on capital. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. It says the 20 delta. Beautiful. That's good stuff. Next slide, John. So the takeaways, return on capital comes in two forms, and analyzing both is critical or is crucial to understanding efficiency. Though you get much more credit per capital with a straddle, the 20 delta strangle has the highest profits per capital. So it's the most efficient historically, if we measure historically by the last 14 years.
Good job out of the team.
Yes, very good job. That's a great piece.
Good job out of the bat.
Yeah.
Average. We're going to take a quick 90-second break. We'll come back from one of our own, Mr. Scott Sheridan, Tasty Trade World Headquarters, next. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Tasty Live.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.